250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus. May 1776, the American colonies stand at the edge of history. For more than a year, rebellion has spread across the continent. Muskets fired at Lexington and Concord, blood stained the ground at Bunker Hill. But now, in these final days of May, something greater is taking shape. Not protest, not resistance, revolution. Far to the north in the wild frontier of Canada, the Patriot cause is collapsing. American soldiers, exhausted, starving, sick with smallpox, struggle through rain and mud in retreat. Near the settlement of Le Sueur, frightened Continental troops surrender to advancing British forces and their indigenous allies. What was meant to be a triumphant march into Canada has become a nightmare. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, another battle unfolds. Not on a battlefield, but behind closed doors. Inside the Continental Congress, delegates argue deep into the night. Some still cling to hope that peace with Britain can be restored. Others already know the truth. The bond with the crown is broken. Virginia has spoken openly for independence. Other colonies begin to follow. And now, for the first time, dangerous words are spoken aloud. A free and independent nation. But the British Empire is not retreating. It's gathering strength. Out at sea, the largest military force ever sent to North America prepares for war. British warships fill the approaches. Thousands of red-coated soldiers stand ready to strike New York. General George Washington watches the horizon with growing dread. He knows what is coming. Across the colonies, royal government begins to collapse. Governors loyal to King George flee under cover of darkness. Revolutionary assemblies seize control. In taverns, in churches, in crowded town squares, ordinary people begin shaping governments of their own. The old order is dying, and no one yet knows what will replace it. In these final days of May 1776, America hangs between two worlds. One is an empire. The other is a revolution. That was 1 minute, one story from 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Start your morning the right way at Holt's Cafe in Bedford. From sizzling bacon and fluffy pancakes to hearty homestyle favorites, every plate is made fresh and served with a smile. Looking for a true Indiana classic? Their famous tenderloin sandwiches are a must try. Whether you're meeting friends or fueling up for the day, Holt's Cafe delivers big flavor and small town charm. Stop by Thursday through Saturday and taste why locals keep coming back. Holt's Cafe, good food done right.
Master Heating and Air. Call 279-0549. We're there.
When your heating system breaks down, it's tempting to go the quick route and pay for the repairs to get it running again. That quick fix may seem the least expensive route now, but there's a lot to consider. The age of the furnace, the cost of the repairs, and the energy efficiency of your current equipment. AirMaster Heating and Air Conditioning. They can repair or replace your current system.
AirMaster Heating and Air. Call 279-0549. We're there.